Welcome to another episode of Interviews with Experts. I'm your host, Michael Searles, and right now I want you to think about this, especially if you have a business. Psychologists have demonstrated that 93% of communication is nonverbal, and research has shown that we process visuals 60,000 times faster than text. Now, to help us understand what this means in business and to provide some clues on how we can leverage these findings to our advantage, joining us is founder and author of Billion Dollar Graphics, it's Mike Parkinson. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Michael.
It's good to have you joining us, Mike, and it's an interesting topic, and I know that our listeners are going to be waiting to hear some clues on how graphics and visual communication is so important to business, and you are the visual communication expert, so let's not waste any time. Let's get straight to topic, and then we'll find out a little bit about Mike Parkinson and your background and how you got involved in graphics. Mike, what is visual communication?
Visual communication is exactly what you would think it is. Essentially, we need to share information with one another, and we do this visually. As a matter of fact, we're all visual thinkers. We decode things, turn them into visuals so that they affect us and in turn cause us to take certain courses of action. So visual communication is one of the best ways, if not the best way, to communicate with someone so that they'll remember it, and it will, in fact, affect change, which is very, very important, I should say.
Well, Mike, you've studied this, and you now make a living. You're a professional graphics and visual communication expert. Tell us, Mike, just for our listeners and for me too, a little bit about your background and how you got involved in visual communication and graphics, and what's led you to become the expert that you are.
Well, originally, I went to school to be a fine artist, and I found out that it wasn't fulfilling. So long story short, I went into bioengineering, and once again, not fulfilling. So I married the two, the science of art, and realized that organizations and companies, agencies of all types throughout the world that used effective visual communication were far more successful than those that didn't. And this excited me. And I saw a hole. I saw that the world or that people didn't quite understand how best to do it, even though that's how their brains worked. So my goal, my intent, was to essentially empower everyone, anyone, to use visual communication to achieve their goals. That's what got me here, and that's what's going to continue to push me forward for as long as I can imagine. I am so passionate about this. I know that it works through personal experience. And my goal is to share how to do it the best way with as many people as possible.
Well, Mike, I visited your website, and I encourage our listeners to do so as well. And we'll come to your website just a little bit later. The title of your website, your business, and part of your book is Billion Dollar Graphics. That's billion with a B. Why that title?
That's a great question. The reason why I called it Billion Dollar Graphics is because literally what I share, the tools that I use, have helped other companies, other agencies make literally billions of dollars. Billions. I am up to somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 billion by my tracking. And a lot of it is attributed to did they effectively communicate the information to the decision maker, and we have feedback from the decision makers, from the evaluators, from those that have received the information that say, yes, the graphics made the difference.
Well, Mike, you're an author and the producer of a variety of tools and information to help people in business develop what could be billion-dollar graphics for them. Let's get to topic now, Mike. You say that visuals have changed the course of world events like wars. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's been a lot of research by people much smarter than I am, studying the effect of visual communication on world events. And it has literally changed the way in which we view things like wars. When we saw the atrocities, when we saw those things that are very difficult to imagine in photographs and in videos, we took action. And we lobbied and we voted based on that emotional response we had from seeing these very, very difficult to view images. So in that one respect alone, we have created laws simply because now we can better understand or empathize with the challenges associated with, for example, starvation or oppression, things of that nature. When we see it, we are more affected. We are emotionally affected by it, and we need that emotional connection. We need to care in order to affect change. And without that emotional connection, it's very difficult to motivate or influence people. And that's the wonder or the beauty of visual communication.
And this is why our listeners who might have their own business, either running from their kitchen table at home, or they may have a business that employs a number of people, our listener may even be a company CEO. So, to the point, why should they care about visual communication?
It's quite simple. Visual communication, according to a study done in 1986 by a company called 3M and backed by several universities since then, prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that visual communication increases the likelihood of success by 43%. What that means is if your intent is to sell something to someone, using good graphics, good visual communication increases the likelihood that they will agree with you and purchase your product or service by 43%. That's pretty amazing. And it's been proven time and again, and the numbers simply go up from there. That's why they should care.
You know, when I'm online, as we all, anyone online attempting to do or doing business online, we all get to see how other people do business online, and you can really notice something that you can't quite put your finger on when you visit somebody's website, and you're blown away by what you see, but you can't really pinpoint it. But it when you think about it, it is the graphics and the visual presentation of the website, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a gut reaction. It's what's called heuristic thinking. We make most of our decisions based on our gut, and that does not mean that we ignore formal decision-making, but what it means is our brain is so, so efficient that it takes in a lot of information, does millions of calculations, and then steers us in the right direction based on subconscious input, which is very, very valuable. It keeps us alive, and it also helps us make the right, most informed decision. Ultimately, scientists have proved over and over again it's very wise to go with your gut, because your gut is giving you information that is critical in making the right decision.
It's actually, when you know, just now when you talk about the subconscious elements of how we process what we see, or how our senses pick up what's around us in the environment, there's obviously a lot to this whole topic of graphics and visual communication. I mean, you're just now... piquing my awareness of that. Is there such a thing as a bad business graphic?
Unfortunately, most business graphics are bad graphics. They usually fall prey to three traps. Number one is the graphic is too complicated. And that's usually because the person who creates the graphic understands the content so well that they put in every variable possible. The next trap is that the graphic is unclear, meaning that the person that creates the graphic understands the material inside and out and makes the assumption that the reader understands the same, is technically proficient or at the same level as the author of the graphic. And the third trap that most graphics fall prey to is they're essentially poorly rendered. They're rendered by novices in such a way that it communicates to the end user. Remember that heuristic thinking I was talking about, where we make quick decisions based on what we see. Well, these graphics are poorly rendered, and it says to the reader, it says to the audience, they're not that important. That this graphic was thrown together hastily, and it wasn't thought through. Even though I suspect that the author of the graphic thought long and hard and worked very, very long hours to create what you saw. But it's still based on that gut reaction. So those are the three traps that most business graphics fall into, and they are definitely bad graphics.
Well, Mike, with those three traps that you say are behind most bad graphics or poor visual communication, are too complicated, unclear, or poorly rendered. Does that mean, is it this simple that if we can fix those three main traps, as you say, that we're going to come up with a great business graphic, or is there more to it than that?
No, if we can avoid those three traps, we will have a great business graphic. Essentially, if the audience, the intended audience, the target audience looks at the graphic and gets what we want them to get from it quickly, then we have succeeded. And those are the only three reasons. Those are the primary reasons why graphics typically fail.
My framework of thinking right now is online business, but of course your clients and your overall business is about visual communication, whether that's online or offline, isn't it?
Yes.
Can anyone make a professional graphic?
Well, now there are a lot of tools available, especially Microsoft is amping up their game. And since Microsoft Office is the very definition of ubiquitous, it is just about on every machine in the world. We're seeing more and more people capable of doing better graphics. The problem is they don't know what they should use and when they should use it. So we typically get overly glitzy, cheesy, with bevels and shadows and highlights and curved letters and wacky color combinations. So unfortunately, these same tools that are empowering people to do better graphics, without the proper training, they are falling prey to being caught up in the novelty of the tool. So they can do it, but without any formal training or not a basic understanding of, for example, color theory, they're risking creating bad graphics. But there are some websites out there that do essentially give people that starting point, that I'm going to give you a graphic that's 9/10 of the way there. Then you, in turn, as the user, tailor it to meet your needs. So they are out there. They're few and far between, but with some searching, you can absolutely find them.
We're talking to Mike Parkinson of Billion Dollar Graphics. Mike is a visual communications expert. He's been involved in the creation of some $60 billion and has seen that as a result of better graphics in business. Mike, you mentioned before about the subconscious heuristic thinking behind how we process what we see. And that raises the idea of different colors. Are there colors that lend themselves better to graphics used in marketing materials and presentations?
Absolutely. Color is the first thing we see when we look at anything. As a matter of fact, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 90% of our opinion of every product on a shelf is initially based on the color of the package alone. When choosing your colors, you really have three options. Number one, if your goal is to sell something, I highly recommend using the customer's colors or the audience's colors. For example, if we were to sell something to the United States Army, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the color combination, but boy, do they love their greens and browns.
Yes.
So if we were to sell something to them, odds are we would want to use greens and browns, because we trust that which is familiar. We want to hold a mirror up to our audience and say, trust us, we too are like you. If the goal is to spread mind share, which means don't forget about our company, don't forget about Michael Searles Media. Please remember Michael Searles Media. It's very important. what we would want to use is use our company or corporate colors, because the repetition leads to familiarity, which in turn leads to trust. McDonald's looks the same anywhere in the world, and there's a reason why they do that. Number three, if we want to play it safe, what we found in most cultures, not all, South Africa, Middle East, they're different. It's very important that we do our homework and know our customers, know our audience, know our target audience. But if we want to play it safe, research has shown that blues and greens are the safest colors because they elicit a very calming, professional, emotional response, meaning that when we see it, we feel comfortable and we trust that which we see. They don't quite know why, and we guess that it's because of the ocean or the sky, but we're not quite sure. So those are the three color combinations that I recommend to all of our clients, and they've been very, very successful because of it.
Yeah, they're useful clues, Mike. I just want to run those again. So we're talking about what the how important colors are in creating our graphics. And the three tips you gave were, one, that we should consider, always consider, the colors of our customer or our audience base. You gave the example of the United States Army, who uses greens and browns a lot. And so you quoted the example, if we were targeting our marketing material to the United States Army, we would want to factor in greens and browns in that material. The second example you just gave was on mind share and in helping to brand and position our product, our service, or our brand, and to not forget to use our own colors in our own material. And the third example you just gave was the play safe colors of blues and greens, because it seems that the blues and the greens instill a feeling of comfort and trust in our viewers or our customers' eyes. Does that sum it up right?
Michael, that's exactly it.
Okay. Well, then, what do you think about graphics that are pre-made and ready to go off the shelf, like clip art, for example? Should companies be using clip art today?
Well, pre-made graphics are a wise decision if they look professional and if they present data in a clear, compelling way. That's great. But once again, they are few and far between. Very few companies offer that option. Clip art usually results in a very specific image in one's mind's eye. If I were to say clip art to someone, they would picture probably something that's unprofessional and cartoony. And we must avoid that. Because once again, that says to our audience that they are not important. And when we're dealing with a professional client or a professional environment, the last thing we want to do is to say that they aren't important, that we didn't put our best team on the job or the best person on the job to present this material. Even if it's training, if I'm offering training to someone, I do not want to put cartoons in the corner of my slides or on my documents. It's not appropriate unless we're training animators.
This leads into a question that I'm sure some of our audience will be thinking and wanting to ask, and it's about getting the best professional visual and graphic on a tight budget. And who today in business isn't trying to work with a tight budget? Mike, where can a company or a business get ready-to-go business graphics on their tight budget?
Well, the best place that I'm aware of worked hard on making this a reality is a place called Biz Graphics, and that's B-I-Z, Biz Graphics On Demand. And essentially, it is a searchable library of thousands and thousands of high-end graphics that users can search, download, and tailor or modify or edit to meet their needs.
Is that a URL, Mike? Biz Graphics On Demand?
Absolutely. It's literally bizgraphicsondemand.com.
Okay. And where should a company look if they're wanting to have something created on spec, so they're wanting to hire a graphic designer?
Well, there's a company called 24 Hour Company, and they can go to www.24 hrco.com. It's a great company, and they do graphics very quickly, very high-end, and they do use the process that I teach, and process ensures repeatable results, and that's what we want.
That's 24-hour company, and that's 24hrco.com.
Exactly, Michael.
Well, you've been very generous in referring our listeners elsewhere, but I need for our listeners and our audience to be very aware that you, Mike Parkinson, are not only an educator in this field, but you've got some excellent products and services from your own website too. For example, let's just start with the fact that you're an author. You've written this book, Do It Yourself, Billion Dollar Business Graphics. Firstly, why did you write that?
The reason I wrote the book, Do It Yourself, Billion Dollar Business Graphics, was to empower more people to use visual communication to achieve their goals. There's a very specific process that I have found gives us the results that we need to guarantee the best graphic possible in the tightest deadline with the tightest budget. The book shares that information and gives users hundreds and hundreds of examples of real-world graphics that have helped other companies be more and more successful.
Okay, somebody's listening right now. They're thinking, this fellow is making a lot of sense. Mike Parkinson, visual communications expert, author of Billion Dollar Graphics, or I should say do-it-yourself Billion Dollar Business Graphics. In a sentence, how's the book going to help this person?
The book gives anyone, designer or non-designer, the process they need to turn words, ideas, solutions into clear, compelling graphics.
Well, I think you've presented a very compelling and convincing case right from the outset. We started the interview by framing the fact that you have observed and you've participated in a $60 billion industry where graphics and visual communication has been extensively involved. If that's not a compelling reason enough for any business. And when we talk about companies using better graphics, businesses using better visual communication, can that be somebody sitting at their kitchen table running their business from their notebook or laptop, Mike?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's even more important that they do that, because in order to be competitive in today's market, they must look like, smell like, taste like a professional company or a person who provides professional services that's better than anyone else. The fastest way to do that, faster than any other way of communicating, is what people see.
Well, I know that people will want to know right now where they can find out more information about you, your book, your services, your products. Mike, what is your website?
They can go to www.billiondollargraphics.com.
Billiondollargraphics.com. I'm just right now looking at your website, and there's an index on the left-hand side of lots of information. There's free stuff, products and services, industry solutions, news and updates. Look, I encourage you, the listener, to visit billiondollargraphics.com. And Mike, if somebody wants to make contact with you, do you have a contact form on your site, or how do they get in contact with you?
Well, there's a contact us link. They can click there and they can either call or email, and we're very, very responsive. And no question is off limits. If anybody has a question about graphics, visual communication, always, always happy to share it with them, because my goal is to help everyone else use this stuff, become more successful, and then in turn share those stories with me and the people that that I work with, so that we can in turn affect change.
If you are inspired to improve your visual communication, and let's face it, if you're in business, why wouldn't you want to be inspired to improve your visual communication? There's one person who has a background and experience and is committed, and you can tell when you listen to Mike Parkinson talk, this is not just a casual pastime. This is his living, and he's committed to it. And go to billiondollargraphics.com. He is an affable guy, and his team, I've had some dealings with people that are in Mike Parkinson's team, and they are just a very giving and helpful outfit. So, Mike Parkinson, thank you very much for being our guest expert on this episode of Interviews with Experts. I really have appreciated you coming onto this program and sharing those tips on graphics. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Michael Searles, thank you so much for having me.
And to you, the listener, now that you've been given some tips on graphics, visual communication, you can now sit down and think more about how maybe you are going to be a part of the next $60 billion of business done worldwide using better visual communication. I hope that's your lot. And until next time, this is Michael Searles. Have a nice day.